With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in, everybody. Fox Sports Radio. Second half begins. Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon, Rich Ornberger in for Jason. At Ornberger, where you find him on Twitter. O-H-R-N-B-E-R-G-E-R. Our friend, former NFL lineman, Penn State Nittany Lion. Lacrosse. Football. He's got a novel in him. I can feel it. Maybe two. Maybe it's you know, a bunch of those little $5, you know, love triangle books that you can get at a grocery store checkout. I don't know.
That's a good point.
You something never can tell.
A shirtless man who's got, you know, mid-back length hair just flowing
long, flowing
in the breeze.
Hair. But he's got to look like every man.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, we're past the 80s and Fabio lookalikes.
Yeah, it's
if you don't
be
know
a,
who Fabio is, look it up, people.
Yeah, it's got to be a dad bod. Yeah, it's got to be something that's a little Zovtig around the haunches, you know?
You got the word haunching. Nicely done. people will be getting a little of that in, especially as you gluttonize this holiday weekend. Please do so safely. Take care of each other. Celebrate your friends, family. Check in on those you haven't heard from in a while. We're all one big family here, Fox Sports Radio. We appreciate you being part of it. So we'd like you to continue to be safe and healthy in doing so, and so support each other. Follow us on Twitter, at Ornberger, at Swollen Dome. Lots coming up. Football season will be on us soon enough. Fantasy and regular standard breakdowns of the NFL to come, college football. But certainly for me, the I Want Your Flex podcast will return. We'll probably rope Rich into at least a couple of leagues, so he has to talk about that stuff. Why? Because we find him entertaining. And it gives me another excuse to just call him out of the blue, other than, what did you eat today? Because I can't figure out what to make for dinner.
Yeah, yeah. That, while I enjoy those conversations,
no, they're
too,
good too.
the football conversations, especially once the fall get underway, I feel like the two of us, in a not-so-covert way, are just picking each other's brains to get the edge on our competition in our own given leagues without giving too much away for the leagues that we're involved in together.
No, that's kind of it, right? It's like, all right, let's educate the people about the run scheme of this team. Kind of.
Right.
Because, you know, look, you know, the walls have ears and spies. They are everywhere, no question about it. Hey, AutoZone has the free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. If you're having trouble starting your car, AutoZone will test your battery for free and help you find the issue so you don't spend money on parts that you don't need. With over 5,600 locations nationwide, AutoZone's here to help save you time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions do apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone. So with the NBA fun and silly season, Rich, I was entertained by this one. A story from Caesars Sportsbook, right? Phoenix Suns, Miami Heat, those are the rumored, would-be, leaked to the media, preferred destinations of Kevin Durant if and when he finds his way out of Brooklyn. Okay, cool. We'll stipulate to that. But for Caesars, they say they've seen significant action and money coming in on your Los Angeles Lakers.
Wow.
Now, made a couple of moves. Maybe they were impressed by the fact that Scottie Pippen Jr. and Shaquille O'Neal joined the squad post-draft as two-way players. Maybe there. But the Lakers' odds moved from 22-1 to 10-1 at Caesars. Reportedly 3.5 times more betting handle than any other team.
All right.
How do you like that? So is that, I guess that's the assumption because in terms of betting favorites, that's where we get into Kyrie Irving and the odds of where he'll play next. And Los Angeles, the last I looked, what were the favorites?
It was either
to Los Angeles or he stays in Brooklyn and then you trickle down from there.
Well, what's crazy about Vegas is, well, look, Vegas has a responsibility to try to hedge toward the house. And what I mean by that is, why do lines change? Well, lines change based on betting. You know, and information that becomes publicly available or sourced information that you can trust if you're a handicapper. You know, these guys are digging into, these guys have connections too, and the best ones are connected well enough that they can move lines before news is announced. But yeah, I mean, part of it though is public sentiment and where the public is pushing the lines. And I think, look, there is just a lot of people who believe that LeBron James, with the sway he has in the NBA and the Laker organization and the sway that just being in, you know, media market number two in this country with a team that already has a star player or two in the lineup, assuming you can keep all of the players on roster who would be impactful and important to make a championship run. I get it. A lot of people, you know, chase shiny objects when they go to Vegas. It's part of the culture out there. So if you're a sports bettor and all of a sudden you hear that Kevin Durant's trading or requesting a trade, and you realize, well, LeBron, over the, what has it been now, 5 years he's been a Laker? Has it been that many already? It's crazy.
It's funny how fast time moves, isn't it?
Yeah. Four of those seasons have been really disappointing per his standards.
Well, and he's been hurt.
And he's been
and
hurt.
Load management and maybe operation shutdown based on the fact that they weren't in playoff mode anymore and the scoring title were gone. Just got to call it like I see it. It's not casting aspersion on the guy.
No,
spitting fact.
Everybody gets old eventually. You know, father time is undefeated.
True.
That is a real thing.
See, that's actually, to me, a better truism than death taxes and all that stuff that people try to do. Because you could go without paying your taxes.
yeah.
And you might get away with it for
a long
time. Yeah. And eventually, look, you don't even need the income anymore because now you're getting three squares and a cot every night.
Yeah. You got a 10x10 that you could do some laps around. Indoor plumbing. It's just one of those things, though, where I think public sentiment is probably pushing the lines more in favor of L.A. rather than sourced information or all of the above that we were discussing before. I think that betters chase shiny objects, and the line has to react. So as soon as Kevin Durant made himself available, I mean, for me personally, him and Kyrie both immediately in my brain, I think to myself, well, they're both guys who love big markets. Kevin Durant left Oklahoma City. And where did he go? The Bay Area. After that, Brooklyn. Kyrie Irving left Cleveland. And where did he go? Boston. And there, where next? Brooklyn. You know, the New York markets. So it just feels like, to me, like it would be an easy plug and play. And if you want to hedge your own bets, maybe put a little, you know, hard-earned sawbucks on both of them. You know, and maybe that's the reason why these lines are moving. Or at least that's my opinion. I think that's why these lines are moving.
Yeah, I think part of it is the assumption that Kyrie's not staying in Brooklyn. So however that comes to an end, a buyout or an actual trade, that he becomes a member of the Lakers, right? So a little bit of money there. Now, obviously, the big brands, the big cities, you're generally going to get the optimism and the craziness. I mean, look, we're a short drive from Las Vegas here.
Yeah.
Right? Which means you go to Vegas for a weekend, you put a couple of dollars down on your team. That's always been the case, at least until recently, with the Cubs, where if you were to look at betting odds for the World Series, like early on, right, they get released and you see an immediate reaction. A bunch of folks bet the Cubs and until they won the World Series. Then it actually happened. And they cashed out and got all the money back from prior losses. But just the idea that, you know, that's my team, you know, hope springs eternal, et cetera. And I think a little of that is with the Lakers, too, that you're going to get some of that action. Now, when we're talking about larger bets of 10,000, 5,000, things like that, that were being reported from Caesars, then, yeah, it's, I think, specifically tied to, all right, they will find another piece and Russell Westbrook will not be there to sabotage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever those efforts are, that Darvin Ham is going to inspire everybody to play for him and the wishing, wanting, hoping. Right, the wishing, wanting, hoping that LeBron James and Anthony Davis can stay healthy.
Well, that's wish and want and hope.
But that's part of it, right? This is the year. Even if they don't make a lot of the regular season, and I think that's the other part that creeps into it, Rich. It's like you're not looking at, and we could do the over-under on win totals, because that's fun and exciting, because nobody plays more than 75 games or 70 games, in a lot of cases 60 games if you're a star anymore. Because you got 3 months of playoffs to get through if you want to win a title.
Yeah, and the way they spread these games out, I mean, it's only getting longer and longer in the postseason. It was baffling. The finals, should it had gone to seven, would have been a two-week experience. It's just an odd way to execute a playoff bracket, but I mean, they do it. I mean, it's only getting longer. It's only creeping deeper into the summertime. So we'll expect that more of the same this upcoming season. Even if they find a way to reduce the regular season, they'll find a way to extend the season's length. You know,
I gotta say, there's no games being lost here, Rich. Too much money goes out the window. So anybody hoping that suddenly there's a contraction of games, they'll be made up somewhere.
Yeah.
Whether it's these inane in-season tournaments or whatever the solution becomes. No. They're getting their gate.
Oh, yeah. They'll get their gate. They'll make sure that they can – they make sure they're washing the hands of their network partners. And I understand that, too, because they stand – and I'm talking about the owners now in the NBA – to lose a lot of money if they don't satisfy those contracts. And I don't know if there's any wiggle room built into those contracts. I know in the NFL there is. I know in the NFL – and this only became public information based off source reports during – the pandemic, I believe it was, or the last round of CBA negotiations, that they only promise a certain proportion of their games per season. But that's the NFL deal with these different networks. I don't know if that's the same for the NBA. But
I'll give you one number from the NBA that Adam Silver did put out at some point, is that the current rights deal was worth a total of an estimated $25 billion.
Yep. They're
trying to triple it in the next negotiations.
Well, and we were just talking about Vegas and odds and where's KD and Kyrie going. That's a big part of it, because on the very near horizon, we are going to see fully integrated stadium and arena gambling applications and products and slot machines and betting kiosks. It's coming. It's coming soon. Federally, it's legal to bet state to state. It's just up to your individual state's legislature to pass those sports betting laws. As soon as that's enacted in, say, all of the NBA cities where NBA is played, all of the NFL cities, all the NHL cities, they're going to integrate in-game betting opportunities for fans. And the fans who aren't at the arenas or at the stadiums, it's going to be a scroll at the bottom of the screen, or it's going to take up a fifth or a quarter of your screen at home, where they're going to have live odds just flashing on the screen. You know, how many more points will Russ Westbrook score before the half? You know, I'm taking the under. You know, whatever. It's just going to be as big a part of the entertainment value as the game itself. And in preparation for all this, these networks know that these leagues are going to command an ever higher price for their product.
No, I think that's the big part of it that rolls through, Rich, is, you know, much like I talked about the pay-per-view experience for my daughter's soccer tournament, it kind of gets into the same thing of, all right, you have these first mover advantages, first generation installations of things that you're trying out, right? Well, there was a big announcement earlier today, and maybe I'd missed it, that it had already been announced, but it showed up in my timeline when it comes down to what the next World Cup's going to have in terms of the tracking chip on the ball and Fox utilizing 29 different cameras to give you every bit of action you could ever want and then some, right? But you've got to start somewhere. Mm-hmm. Go back to the old yellow line and the score bug that Fox put on, where you weren't waiting 10 minutes for a ticker update, and then it became ubiquitous. Add the mobile devices and everything, how we do things second screen, and now you have, with Amazon and everybody else coming in, different ways to consume every game with different announcing crews and the price of poker and that whole thing. You and I need to figure out how we audition and try to get on one of these alternate streams. I mean, I see the dollars that are flowing here, Rich.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, you're trying to figure out how you get your hands around as much of that pie as you can.
Yeah.
Right? And that's what the league is, and trying to integrate that and make sure that they don't cut a deal that's foolhardy. Or, you know, in to take the college story of the week and, you know, handshake agreements when you're negotiating on out the other side of your mouth. Right,
yeah.
The alliance versus, hey, we're leaving for the Big Ten. You know, things like that you want to make sure you're putting as many safeguards in as you can. And you got to have a very active lobby base to go get in front of all these would-be legislators to get them on your side. Oh, by the way, look who we brought. It's John Elway. Who wants to meet John Elway?
Yeah. And you know what? And the reality of all this is, I mean, if you're a sports team owner in the United States, it's basically royalty, because the access you have to politicians who can ease the sheets for some of the things that you're looking to get accomplished as a sports league. Well, I mean, just think about the access that you can provide for them. You know, how many congressmen or women want maybe courtside seats or want access to a private suite, the owner's box, what have you. And look, it's just the way of the world. You know, hands get greased, and then all of a sudden life gets easier for those who have the ability to give and gain access. So it's the way of the world, and that's kind of the top shelf operators. Now down toward the bottom, you have what's available to all of us, you know, the sports jocks who shout at each other on the radio, our listeners, people who care about sports. What's our inroad? What's our connection? Well, we can buy tickets. We can buy our seat licenses. We can buy memorabilia. We can gamble. And that is how you show ownership. That's how you find your way, your little tie to all of this stuff. And you know, circling back to where we started, if KD or Kyrie end up in LA and you put a little bit of scratch on that, you know, all of a sudden your interest grows in the Lakers, because the Lakers just made you a little cash. And this, every sports owner every sports fan knows that this is important to the game, and it's just a matter of – it feels like sheer moments until that madness starts to take over – the overwhelming interest in sports viewing, not just, hey, Team A is beating Team B and it's bragging rights and I'm a Cubs fan or I'm a Dodgers fan or what have you. It's, hey, dude, did you see that game last night? And I took the total runs under and hit big. Like, that's going to be the conversation at the water cooler.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode.
Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs...
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you know, you know. Trending all day. I'll leave it at that. Welcome in. Pop culture mavens that we are. Mike Harmon, Rich Hornberger with you here. Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. No Jason Smith tonight. He may be trying to play any kind of video game and learn these riffs right now, Rich, because we can't do any spoiler alerts.
Nothing got me more fired up in a high school weight room, clanging rusty plates, just moving some metal to some Metallica. It was Metallica Mondays.
Well, just like on the radio, there's a lot of mandatory Metallica segments and parts of shows out there across this great United States, across your radio dial. So you've got some of that flowing with you. I was a big Metallica, early Metallica. I'm trying to explain to my kids, you know, some of it is like, you know, follow the Old Testament of the Bible. all sorts of references all over there. And obviously that used so brilliantly in Old School.
Yes, yes.
Oh, indeed. We'll have them home, you know, before dinner, that kind of thing. But certainly,
don't you say a word.
Yeah, I think back to high school. You know, I helped. I couldn't get them to sign off on my legs. I'd had some bad injuries, and it's a different time. Nowadays, it'd be like, all right, just get back out there. Do a month of rehab. It'll be fine. We'll have the right surgery to fix it. Back then, I was like, nope, not touching you. So what I did was I helped run our wrestling squad when they started it at my high school. And I was doing a lot of the work in the weight room. So it meant I got to control the music, which meant a lot of Metallica, a lot of Black Sabbath, and some Zeppelin creeping through.
I got in trouble for wrestling in high school because my football coach didn't want me to get hurt. But
sure.
We had a heavyweight, and he had no one to roll with, right? So I'm thinking like, all right, you know, that's a great way to stay in shape, you know, just goof around in the off season during the winter time because you get tired of just hitting the weight room and doing your sprints down the hallway because in New York, I mean, you can't find a field outside. We didn't have an indoor facility. There's just too much snow and cold. So I would just find a place to do some cardio inside the hallways of the school after school let out. And the wrestling coach was like, yeah, would you come down to the basement? Would you roll with our heavyweight? I'm like, yeah, hell yeah.
Will you come down to the basement? I mean, the way you set that up, we needed some other random creepy music behind it. Good Lord.
Oh, no. The wrestling room in my high school, I mean, it looked like the future home of a murder scene. It was just, it was
That
horrifying.
Describes a lot of wrestling rooms.
Yeah. Yeah, you, as you're walking down these catacombs beneath East Meadow High School, you're passing by like, you know, cobweb covered desks that were used back in the 1970s, some of which still had students in them, just skeletal remains. But then you found your way to this wrestling room, which all the windows were condensated with sweat. The walls were even dripping. It was just this gross, I don't know what you would call it, cesspool of ringworm, and you would just roll on these mats. And I never wrestled in my life, but because they needed, and I was probably terrible, by the way, but because they needed somebody so badly, they were so complimentary. And I was just like, wow, these guys are really nice. My football coach was down there day two and waiting for me outside. He's like, are you out of your mind? He's like, are you out of your mind? He's like, you have a scholarship to play college football.
But here's the thing.
Get the hell upstairs.
You might have learned some moves that might have made you a WWE superstar.
Well, and see,
you might have been doing like my guys from Northwestern, going down to the training academy, going into WWE next.
Opportunities missed. Look, life is a long, winding, broken road that led me to you, Michael Harmon.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing. Thinking about our guy now as he's out there working away. You know, there's a Jethro Tull song that has a great lyric that fits right there. Life's a long song, but the tune ends too soon for us all. So make the most of your day.
There you go.
I wasn't trying to get, you know, maudlin or problematic there. Just kind of saying, take advantage of the day. I wanted to put one little postscript on the conversation we were having regarding betting and the growth of those industries and what's happening. Remember that the NFL has hired as a VP of strategy and analytics a guy named David Highhill. Why? Well, to monitor what's going on and how the NFL handles betting.
Yeah.
Going forward. So just, you know, they're creating jobs, not just across America as more of this happens and apps and just in-house casinos and all that are going, but also at the league level. You know, 5-6 years ago, it's been said oftentimes, Tony Romo couldn't do a fantasy football event at a casino where there were autograph signings and whatever because it was too close to betting rooms and the sports books. And now, hey, we've hired a guy to be our vice president to monitor how we're going to expand and how we maximize revenue with this going forward. Oh, how the world does change. He's Rich Hornberger. I'm Mike Harmon, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon here on Fox Sports Radio. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover.
exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. Coming up next, we talk about what's next in the NFL related to the Deshaun Watson situation. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know how you get Brady back to the top of the jersey sales?
Switch teams?
No, get those sweet creamsicles.
Oh, there
sold.
We go.
Oh,
yes.
Genius.
That's what I need. Obviously, switching teams is going to help quite a bit. And I think everybody started jumping on the Josh Allen bandwagon that I built when he came into the league. Oh, this guy can't play. He's just a running back. Many arguments with guys who still get to work at a microphone.
All right.
Terrible.
Well, I will say this.
How you like
this,
that? Well, I was waiting for either more laughter or for you to tell me, hey, calm down there.
No, true words.
No, it is what it is. You know, hot take nonsense sells.
No. This wasn't a hot take. This was from studied, I want to say as objective as you possibly could look at a situation. My statement on Josh Allen was, well, that's a tight end masquerading as a quarterback. He played in Wyoming, and I watched a ton of his film in college, and I saw game tape, and I saw cut-ups, and I saw highlights, and I would study his film, against opponents for San Diego State in my preparation for their games and stuff like that. I just didn't see it. I figured he would be such a project at the quarterback position, and he was such a good athlete that he might be able to transition to a tight end.
Well, he was at least going to still be in the passing game.
Yeah, but
just run.
The problem was,
and it wasn't you I was referring to.
No,
Rich.
I know, but I
got this. A couple of guys very specific.
Oh yeah, I do this probably once a year to cleanse my soul because was easily one of the worst takes I've ever had. Was doubting the potential of Josh Allen at the quarterback position. I promise you when I say this. I've never seen an ascent like Josh Allen's before. And that's the reason why it's so hard to fathom that it's even occurred. Because if you look at him at Wyoming, I mean, we're talking about a really raw product.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went to Buffalo. And, dude, he just put it together quicker than anybody. And he got better and better and better every year. He took a slight step back last season. But that's the only season that he's actually regressed a little bit. And it was a tick back down. This guy is sensational at the quarterback position.
Well, and building up a receiving core around him.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And obviously, you bring in a guy like Stephon Diggs, it's going to clear up a lot of problems.
Oh, no question
about
it.
And if they ever could get a consistent run game, now look out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's been because he is supplanting that run game with his abilities, which again, I understand because he's such a good athlete. A lot of people said, you know, the same thing about Lamar Jackson. Like, that just looks like a guy who's miscast at quarterback who could help a team in a different position. And look at you now, you know, Josh Allen, that's a guy who could win an MVP next season. Lamar Jackson, that's a guy who's already won an MVP in his early NFL career.
He is a guy that is very interesting to watch how that unfolds. Talking Lamar Jackson, everybody jumped on the Buffalo bandwagon, but Baltimore, a team that I think folks, and I use this pretty liberally, widely, and obviously there's going to be guys that are more towards my line of thinking, is I don't know that you could have had the convergence of events and done any better than they did a year ago. Between losing your entire running back room and just saying, can you run a straight line in a decent amount of time? Yes, you could be our new running back.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of where you were at.
Yeah.
The offensive line was awful. They placed a lot of stock that Ronnie Stanley would be healthy. He was not. And then the receiving core outside of Andrews, your tight end, I like Hollywood Brown. I like him as a 2A or a 3, not as my 1.
No, I agree with you.
And then you look at the rest of that receiving core. So trying to put it on Lamar Jackson, like, you're only going to get so much better if you're operating. And look, you can only blame your tools so much. I understand, and accuracy needs to be better. But you also need guys that can go get the ball. And that is something Baltimore has not given him.
And this is a team that I want to say was like week 13 and 14. They lost back-to-back games on two-point conversions.
Yeah.
On failed two-point conversions. Like, this easily, with all the issues with Huntley commanding the starting quarterback position for a large portion of the season. I think he started in, 11 games? Something like that?
A lot of time.
No, it was less than that. It was like eight games.
It wasn't a ton, but it was enough to where, you know, the balance of the season, you know, you're now wondering what if. And I think Lamar Jackson's a guy that folks want to stick and saddle with a narrative. It's like, guys evolve.
No, they do.
And look, he hasn't fallen apart yet.
No, he's going to – I don't know. I you can't predict injuries and health and all that stuff, but the way they're protecting quarterbacks helps him here, you know, as opposed to like Cam Newton playing during an era where a running quarterback could get savaged, and he did, and Russell Wilson took his licks as well. And shoot, I mean, that's the reason why Ben Roethlisberger stopped running it so often, and Aaron Rodgers got more creative inside the pocket and learned to operate in the pocket because – they weren't helping out mobile quarterbacks in that day, and they're doing a much better job of that now. So Lamar Jackson, again, assuming health, with these contract talks looming, I have a feeling he's going to have one of those ridiculous seasons again. It's just a matter of if they can protect, if they can establish a run game and stay healthy in their run game. But yeah, Andrews, like you said, if every defense isn't doubling him, they're doing everything wrong. They should get back to the drawing board.
Amen, Rich. We'll see how high Lamar Jackson ranks in our initial rankings for the I Watch Flex podcast. And for you and I, heading down to Harris. As I said, it just kind of bled because you're playing beat the clock. You're doing all this stuff as we head to Harris and do our fantasy football preview.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, welcome back in Fox Sports Radio. Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Rich Hornberger in for Jason tonight. Jason taking in the Angel FC soccer game. Just tweeted out about it, and he had texted me the nacho soccer ball or soccer nacho bowl here is legit.
The soccer nacho
So evidently you get like what's kind of a soccer ball filled with nachos, like you would a helmet at a baseball game.
I actually really like that. You know what I mean? A little keepsake, something bring home.
Hey, if I'm going to spend $15, let me come away with some plastic thing that cost you 12 cents to make. Let's
and
go.
Just in general, any way you can sort of class up just tortillas or fried tortilla chips with some you know, cheese stuffs and jalapeno peppers and whatever else you can pour on top. I'm into that as well. I mean, let's make it a classy bowl of nacho.
Well, make it a party, no question. Now you got me thinking of where I can go down the street. Casa Vega, anybody after the show? Who's in?
Doesn't sound bad.
Well, you get a nice drink too, and yeah. Think that you're part of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood while you're at it.
Yeah, a little large marge, no big deal.
Well, mm-hmm. You know, get after it. So with the Deshaun Watson cases. Right, 20 of 24 are settled. We've got the hearings 3 days in front of the judge and hearing all this information back and forth, and certainly some media outlets very aggressive in the reporting of it, others playing a wait and see, right? Because right now it's all just speculation and how you feel the winds are going to blow. Because if you look at past incidences for Roger Goodell, it really doesn't matter what anybody suggested. And the most incongruous was the Ezekiel Elliott ruling, right? Had an accusation, went in front, had the hearing, had the recommendation of 0 games. He still served 6 games. We talk about Ben Roethlisberger, talk about so many cases in between. And now you get to Deshaun Watson with the largesse of this, Rich, and how long it's played out in the public sphere and the court of public opinion, sports talk radio, sports media as a whole, the giant contract he signs with the Browns, and, you know, just trying to read the tea leaves of and which way the wind blows in terms of how long it will be. We had the whispering of an indefinite suspension. We had folks theorizing that he'd get 2 years, akin to what baseball gave Trevor Bauer.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's the waiting game. And with still 4 more cases that still need to have some sort of resolution one way or another, right? Civil cases, and many have made the claim, well, it's not criminal, it doesn't matter, that's a big deal, that it's, you know, since they're civil, you know, what is the NFL doing? It's like, well, no, they've done this time and again. Like, they're going to rule how they will, and the CBA allows it. But it's an interesting battle when we get to the CBA versus the player code of conduct, or really the NFL code of conduct, as to how this plays.
Well, and you got to keep in mind, the NFL isn't trying to do what's right necessarily. They're just trying to do what's going to appease their fan base and is going to make them essentially the most money. look, I mean, the sooner Deshaun Watson can get back onto the football field, put all of this behind him in whatever way that looks like, and start playing football at a high level again, the better off it's going to be for the NFL. I mean, think back to Joe Mixon and what he was dealing with coming out of OU, Tyreek Hill and what's followed him into the league, and Kareem Hunt and Ezekiel Elliott, like you mentioned, Ben Roethlisberger. As soon as these stars get back to being stars, everybody conveniently forgets, and that's okay because I believe in second chances, but let's be honest with each other. The NFL is looking to get this suspension announced, get it over with, and get Deshaun Watson back on the field playing hero to the young eyes and minds across the United States like so many of the other stars.
He's Rich Hornberger. I'm Mike Harmon, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon here at Fox Sports Radio. Coming up next, Professor Williams has the floor. We talk about that next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.